In the mid-1980s, the property received a Class 2 permit as the Snowed Inn. Under that zoning, one of the allowed uses was as a, quote, small hotel. Hart said they have to figure out what a small hotel is. He explained why that's important.
So what we're trying to do is match what rights are with the property now. And just for everybody's interest, in the west side of the county, once you can issue a conditional use on property, it stays with the property indefinitely. It doesn't go or extinguish or expire. It does on the east side of the county, but not on the west side. So in this case, the Colby project is carrying forward these entitlements from back when it was Snowed In and then when it was Colby. And so we're trying to see and help staff gain clarity on what that is. And the big question is, because the developers want to put more units in to make it, I think, economically viable, they need to know how many units they can get in there. And so our consensus among the Planning Commission was that it was 15 rooms or less is what they had intended back in 1985 and 1987.
The new Colby developers are asking to expand the lodging to 42 units, but Hart said that most of the Snyderville commissioners agreed with Deputy County Attorney Dave Thomas that a small hotel would be 15 units or less. But he added the answer does depend on your outlook.
You know, we were just talking in a casual conversation, and someone asked if 46 units was small. I think most people would say, yeah, that sounds like a small hotel. But what's relevant here to the Colby School project is what was approved in 1985 and 1987. So what we're having to do is really go back and interpret those meetings. And luckily, you know, the Planning Commission at the time spent a lot of time discussing this. So there's quite a bit of information in the minutes. We're still trying to interpret, but there's a lot to kind of go on.
Snyderville Chairman Kenneth Hart. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.